right, away we go to podcast land. Welcome, friends. It's the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast on a Thursday, August 13th. Here's all the good stuff we talked about today on the show. More golf talk to get you going as the Masters tournament down in Augusta made an announcement yesterday. Some poor dad accidentally streamed something rather awkward in front of his family. The Sturgis Biker Rally is in full swing, and they had a contest that caught our attention. We hit the phones today to hear those things your spouse made you toss out that you didn't want to. The Doors were featured in Song Stories. We had a little fun with a Facebook post that the listeners contributed to. Change a word in a movie title. We rounded up a dirty dozen from that. John found a fun list of things that states buy disproportionately compared to others. And we learned about the Hamptons Ho. Have a listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
Hey, money. I know you're trying to do big plans with that $800 that you won this week. But you will not be able to use it for buying tickets to the U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open?
Yeah, well, what happens at Augusta?
It's the Masters.
Oh, the Masters. Yeah. I'm sorry.
A tradition unlike any other.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello,
right.
Friends. Got it.
Have announced that the tournament will be
Fanless?
Fanless. Yeah.
That makes sense. I kind of assumed as much.
Yeah.
It's not like
although it's happening November 9th through the 15th.
And yeah.
Isn't that usually like the May event? Is
April, actually. April? First week of April, usually. Yeah, it's going to be weird as a precursor to Thanksgiving. Yeah,
because I always tune in to see, to get gardening tips because the landscaping is brilliant.
I'm curious to see, are azaleas even possible?
No, they're not.
The
azaleas will be longer. This will be the first time where you're watching the Masters and leaves are falling.
Which is kind of awesome. Imagine the putts. The caddies are just going to have rakes on them.
I kind of like the no fans while watching golf.
I do too.
Because they're so noisy. And who wants to hear mashed potatoes every round?
I'm kind of tired
not just
of
that,
potatoes.
But welcome to our world of not having a gallery to bounce your crappy shots off of.
Yeah.
Welcome to our world in the woods, trying to hack your way out.
Yep.
So I love it. Bring
it. It's not like they're going to put the stands back up if they're not going to have the
that
fans
too.
There.
They have the stands to help them as well. Yeah. Welcome to the backyard bangers style of golf.
This is actually the reason why I don't play golf.
Why not?
Because it's brutally hard.
No. Because I used to watch my ex father in law and his two sons. They would go out every Sunday, and every week they would come back, and at least two of them were miserable.
Yep.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
And that's why you drink. And I'm like,
that
just doesn't sound appealing to me. It just doesn't work for me.
See, I'm able to go out knowing that I stink, and I'll have a bad shot, and I'll be like, oh, come on. Oh, you know what? You suck, so what are you getting mad about? What's the point? Just move on and hit another crappy shot next.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
I'm not sure. I know we were here for it last week when Bert Kreischer was on the show.
I was here.
It's very possible that the people who are listening now may have missed it. And if you did, comedian Bert Kreischer, is always a great guest, and you should check out the podcast. But in it, he was talking about his wife catching him watching porn.
Right.
And he didn't realize that when he was on his phone was paired with his television.
Yeah.
And so whatever he was watching on the phone was showing up on the TV.
Right. Got to watch that Bluetooth.
Well, it seems that the other day, some dad with some limited tech ability went to turn, there's a whole party going on in their house, and he went to turn on music on the TV. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he hit the TV, it was Pornhub straight across the screen.
Come on, Dad.
Right? And he gets up and he's trying to block it. He's got his back to the screen so nobody can see it. And he's trying to make changes on the remote. Nothing's happening. And meanwhile, there is something happening, but it's not happening to the TV. It's happening on the TV. So, the video that's up on YouTube has over 6.5 million views already.
Which one? The video of the dad or the porn?
The John DiBella Podcast.
This is nuts.
102.9. MGK.
Coming up this morning for Song Stories, The Doors as the Kinks. I never realized this until I read this story. All right, and we will get to that and explain it at 7:10. But normally at this time, on a regular basis, we will pick out the COVIDiots that are happening or around this country. And I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's going on in Sturgis. You know, every year the big Sturgis motorcycle rally, mm-hmm. right? I'm not going to call them COVIDiots because if they heard about it, they could all get on their bikes and, you know, and they would come here and beat me up.
No, go for it. Call them that.
All right, right. Well, this, and look, you don't want to wear a mask. I don't care. Just stay the hell away from me. Stay away from anybody I know. Stay away from my family. I don't care. But they got like 250,000, bikers out there.
Yeah.
And they're all anti, anti-mask.
Right. Leather masks.
The leather mask.
Yeah. Okay.
With balls,
right? But it seems that one bar held a sneezing contest.
Dude, are you
to
serious?
See,
I don't want to be part
is this
of that.
Real?
Without this is real.
COVID.
All right, yeah. They had a contest to see who could sneeze the farthest, the furthest. Right, and it's just like, really, is that's the way you're gonna go? I mean, come on.
Who won?
Well, I don't know who won.
Is that
I
a sneeze?
I could probably find it for you, but I can tell you this much:
Weston won.
Right, they needed the proper song for it.
Call on me to sneeze. I can blow without my nose. Well, it's a contest to sneeze. Coronavirus is a hoax. I ain't got it in my body. I don't care for what I'm told. I'm gonna sneeze.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette! I've got to do this from a man's point of view because, after all, I am a man. But more than likely, this happens with women as well. Or maybe they're the one who caused it. What I'm talking about is, I started thinking about this yesterday, have anything miraculously disappeared on you? Has your wife ever come to you and said, that's got to go? What did your spouse, your significant other, make you get rid of?
I had a super old Eagles t-shirt that I loved.
Right.
And she was like, that has holes in the bottom. I mean, it's not even good enough for a rag. and I wanted to keep it. I don't know why, but she made me get rid of it. That was the one thing that she was like, that's trash. Get it.
I mean, I think every guy has one or if not multiple things.
T-shirts disappear all the time.
Yeah.
No, that's popular.
Right.
I've had boxers disappear.
Uh-huh.
One too many holes. Like once it gets to six holes, she's had
really?
Enough.
It's only supposed to be one in the front.
Well, I don't notice them. She sees them obviously more than I do. But my Bond room, I guess you could say, she made me get rid of.
You had another kid.
It was a fair trade. A kid warranted that.
I'm
but.
Trying to think if there's anything like physical other than that, like that's not clothes that she's made me get rid of. And
uh-huh.
I think I'm pretty good about that myself. Mm-hmm. What about you?
She made me get rid of my balls.
Well,
really? Who did the castration?
No, I actually, she never made me get rid of things, but they miraculously disappear.
Okay.
I had this this little, I don't know what you would even call it, this holder that was on my dresser. Right,
okay.
And I had the bands from when it was kickboxing. You wrap around your hands, right? I had those in there. A couple of other trinkets and stuff.
It's like a junk drawer of sorts.
Yeah. But it was just like a little. It might have been if it was 6 inches wide and 2 inches. 6 inches wide,
like a candy dish, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just like next to nothing.
All right.
One day it disappears. It's gone. Right. The bands are gone. The other things that are in it are gone. It's just gone. Right, and when I asked where did it go, she goes, "I don't know. I have no idea what happened to it." She says, "Maybe the cleaning people got rid of it." I said, "Really?" So they came to her bedroom, right? They took something off of my dresser and decided I didn't need this anymore. Why don't you just tell me what you did with it? I don't know. But I've never seen it again.
Sure,
I've never seen it again at all. So I guess Cindy. Anything of yours disappear, or did you make anything of Randy's disappear?
We're in the house of hoarders. Nothing disappears.
No, okay.
It multiplies overnight somehow.
Well, then you need Lisa, right?
Because
she is like, what's a Marie Kondo? Right? Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Everything's got to be happy. All right. So what is it, guys? What did it miraculously disappear? Did she make you throw it away? And ladies, you can answer this as well. Maybe you were the one who made them throw it away and you're happy that it's gone. Or maybe something of yours miraculously disappeared. So call us here in the audience. 215. Call us here in the audience. Call us here in the
we'll
studio.
Be your audience.
I don't think I got enough sleep last night. Call us here in the studio at 215-263-WMGK and we will, well, understand. What did she or he make you throw away? What miraculously disappeared?
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering going. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by your Delaware Valley Acura dealer. For attractive offers on the entire Acura lineup, visit your Delaware Valley Acura dealer today. Ray Manzarek was for years, prior to his death, obviously, was for years our favorite guest. The man had an incredible voice and was one of the greatest storytellers we've ever had on the air. And in talking about the song Hello, I Love You once, well, here's what he had to say.
I remember sitting on the beach with Jim and he said, hey, I've got a song called Hello, I Love You. He said, remember that girl we saw a couple of weeks ago? Listen to the song I wrote about her. And he starts to sing, Hello, I Love You, won't you tell me your name? Oh, it's great. Dun, da, 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 da. Do you hope to pluck this dusky jewel is about a gorgeous black girl that both of us saw. And I thought to myself, the song is great. And I should have said, Jim, I think it's a little bit too close to the Kink song.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, my God. Oh, John DeBella rocks. You all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
You know, the wild thing about this throwout stuff is the mere fact that, like, you can't really say, you know, what it means to one person and what it means to the other. I know why my wife thinks all this stuff that I have is junk.
Sure.
Right? Because somehow it gets in her way being in my office. I
just to look at it.
Yeah, right. That's it. You have to look at it every time. But, you know, these things, sometimes it's just something you want to hold on to. Some piece of your past. I don't know why one like Dave would want to hold on to his boxers with holes in them, right?
Because they're cheap.
Right. Oh, is that
it? Okay. I don't want to spring the $12 for a 3-pack.
Yep.
I thought of another one, my DVD organizer,
right,
which I used to have right in our living room. Right. And Lauren, after a while, said, Dave, it's so tacky looking. Just get rid of it. I didn't do anything about it. I saw it on our bonfire pile one day when I got home from work.
Oh, God, that's worse. Not only did she get rid of it, she burnt it to its death.
Yep.
So what was it for you? It's probably your wife, but I'm assuming that this happens to women as well. What did they make you get rid of? Call us here in the studio.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast. Podcast.
Yeah.
102.9.
Say that again.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
This is actually a very listener-centric day because about a week ago, we put up on the Facebook page, take a movie title from a regular movie, change one word, and turn it into an adult film. And the response to this was fantastic. So we'll just give you an idea. These are the Dirty Dozen, as we're going to call them, 12 titles that have been changed by changing one word in the title. Get us started, Steve.
Matt Williams sent in one, and it's my favorite movie as a teenager. Changed it to Super Poopers.
Okay. All right.
Chris Keeley, I love this one, especially if you're a Zombies fan. Right. The Head Zone? Yes.
Right. John Foster, who always comes through with something. All right. Doing Miss Daisy.
Nice. Lee Maxwell, E.T. the Extra Testicle.
God. That's a horrifying mental image. Donald J. Smith came through with Pump Friction.
Okay. All right. Scott Dobson and Forrest Hump.
Nice. An oldie,
that could be painful.
It could be. An oldie but a goodie, Mark K. Crosby, Bent Her.
It's my grandma's favorite porn.
It took me, when I first saw that, it took me a while to figure out what the hell he was going for. There was like, oh, Ben-Hur. A throwback. All right.
Eric Cole came up with this one. I saw it a couple other times, too. Star Wars.
Star Wars. All right. Here's the only one we got from a woman. Leah Miller went with On Golden Blonde.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Okay, very nice. Thank you, Leah.
Ken Vaughn, Frisky Business.
Uh-huh.
Nice. John Kakrillis came through with The Whole 9 Inches.
Wow, good for that person.
And lastly, Mark, how do you even pronounce his name?
Hlavin.
Right, came up with, well, which probably the dirtiest one of them all, Schindler's Fist. Schindler's Fist. I'm not going to get over that one.
You'd think they would have the same running time as Schindler's List. Was it 3 hours? It'd be a long one.
Was it that long?
That would be torture.
Wow. 75 degrees outside right now. A mixed sun and clouds today.
Mm-hmm. Only one thing is red.
Yeah, it's a classic film noir.
Isolated showers and thunderstorms, so possible. The high temperature getting up to 90 degrees, so that we can get into something that Cindy's worth talking, willing to talk about. This came out this morning. There's a map that came out of what each state disproportionately buys. That, like, some states just buy some, you know, if you go through what sales are like in each state, and obviously they can do that with geo-tracking and stuff like that, right? They came up with this map of every state in the union, right? And the things that people disproportionately buy. Like, what do you think it is here in Pennsylvania? What do we buy more of than anything else?
Tasty cake.
Right? Good guess. Close. Huh. Try again.
Oh, man. Sizzlies?
Nope. No, that's just our show.
Craft beer.
Right? Chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hershey. Right, you know, okay. Okay. All right. But then you look at other states, it's like from Massachusetts, it's lobster, which is like right next to Maine, right? I don't know how many questions you would have about that, but in Maine, it's pork shoulder.
Oh, okay. All right. Smoking that meat.
Now, for some reason, in Indiana, they're buying lots of human blood.
Wait, what?
Yes, that's what's coming up. Georgia's buying swords. Tennessee is buying typewriters.
What?
Well, it
stay
makes
down
sense.
South. I like this.
It makes sense in Tennessee. They're just learning about the typewriters, right? Where did they get the
calculators?
Calculators. Yeah. They're going to go wild.
Give me something deep south. Like, what's Bama doing?
Bama is doing, how surprising, artillery weapons. All right.
That Trump's swords.
Right.
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Mississippi, asbestos.
What the hell is going on?
Right,
you got to do Florida.
And then Florida is coffee substitutes.
Weird.
Cocaine.
That is one. All right. Meanwhile, in Louisiana, you've got car gearboxes. I mean, how many car? What could they be doing that they need that many car gearboxes that it tops the state of for anything they're looking for?
The flood took a lot out, John.
Is that what it was?
I don't know what a car gearbox is.
Idaho is wine. All right,
I'm moving. All right,
and then Montana is precious metal residue.
I don't even know what that is. What about Hawaii and Alaska?
Hawaii and Alaska.
Let's go far. Yeah.
Alaska is. I can't even see what the hell that says.
Seal blood.
Iron structures. And Hawaii makes all the sense
Spam.
In the world. You got
it. There it is.
Spam's number one.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
We started talking about this earlier. We got a bunch of people lined up. And it has to do with that thing that just sort of miraculously disappears. Or maybe your significant other forced you to get rid of something that you wanted to get rid of. And we're curious as to what it was. What was it for you, Steve?
I had an old Eagle shirt that I loved. And it was, I guess, ratty. And it ended up trashed. That's trash.
By the way, and as far as Dave is concerned, I'm taking Lauren's side on this one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Dave.
The Bond Room?
Yeah, no, not the Bond Room.
Okay, yeah, no, the DVD organizer.
Yeah. Oh, no. What you originally said? What you said earlier this morning?
The James Bond Room.
No. The boxers with all the holes.
Sorry. Even I thought it was so not big a deal that I didn't, forgot about it. Yeah, boxers with six holes, gots to go.
So, and then for myself, it was just something that I had on my dresser. It was a little catch-all box, all right? And one day it miraculously disappeared. And I was told that the cleaning lady came in and she took it. She took it. She doesn't. My wife didn't know where she put it.
At least in the dog.
Yeah.
Right. This is someone who worked for us for years. Right. And all of a sudden she decided that shouldn't be there anymore.
I hate John's treasures.
Right. You know, so what is it for you? You still have time to get in on the phone to 215-263-WMGK. But we've got Wayne on hold here. Good morning, Wayne. How you doing?
Hey, John. Booyakasha, bud.
Booyakasha. So, Wayne, what miraculously disappeared on you? What did your wife make go away?
Well, last summer we had a yard sale. And I came to the yard sale, and she had five boxes of my professional wrestling magazines that I saved since the 60s and the 70s. The deal was made for $50, and I couldn't do nothing about it.
Well, Wayne, how much do you think those wrestling magazines over the course of the last six decades are worth?
Oh, my God.
$45?
Oh, okay, funny guy.
No, how often were you reading them?
It's not a matter of reading them. They were collectibles.
They're not collectible. Yeah, I hit up enough.
Wait, were you trying to tell me that wrestling magazines are as fake as wrestling?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Wayne, have you ever heard of Beanie Babies? I think it's a solid investment you should try.
Oh, boy. All right, guys, keep rocking.
I'm on your side, Wayne.
You're not gonna miss those black and white photos of bears with bloodied foreheads.
Thank you, John.
Larry, what did she make you get rid of?
Hey, Booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
Tucked nice and neat in a corner of my bedroom closet.
Right.
I had a duffel bag stuffed probably about, I don't know, 75 pounds of all my old original Army uniforms. Not hurting anybody.
Right.
And I mean, she moaned and groaned about that stupid duffel bag. And one day I go in there, voila, it's gone. And I mean, I earned them. You know, it wasn't hurting nobody. She hated my Army career.
That's crazy. See, I know my grandma, nothing made her swoon more than my grandfather putting on that old uniform.
And the amazing thing was, how old was he when he died?
95.
And it still fit him.
It did.
It did. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing damn fine. So what did she make you get rid of?
Well, I had a mountain of vacation pictures with my old girlfriend.
Right.
And she made me throw them all in the dumpster.
Uh-huh.
But,
now,
you know, I don't want to be on her side.
Yeah.
Right. But
well, pictures of White Face Mountain where the Olympics were. Oh, man, they were some beautiful pictures.
I can imagine.
They just had her in her.
Right. No woman's going to put up with that, yeah. Jeff.
There's not really any other side to be on.
You got to digitize, bro.
But she was allowed to keep hers.
With the old boyfriend?
No, with Jeff.
Well, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got to digitize them and then put them in a folder on your computer called, documents.
Yeah, there you go.
Definitely not porn.
Right. My collection of oil cans.
Something, man. Yeah. Everybody has that folder.
No woman's going to put up with another woman in the house, even in pictures.
That's true. But she likes my ex-girlfriend's son.
You got a problem.
That's suspicious. Yeah.
Megan or Megan?
Megan.
So did you get rid of something for your husband, or did your husband get rid of something for you?
I got rid of something of his.
Okay. In our circle, you're the enemy. Go ahead.
So his dad is a musician, and he has all these crazy T-shirts from all over the world.
Right.
And he used to wear one of his dad's T-shirts to parties all the time in college. It was from, I think, the Bahamas, and it had different cartoon images of women's breasts.
Okay.
Like different shapes and sizes and funny nicknames, I guess.
Okay.
And it was mortifying. It was so embarrassing. We started dating in college, but I waited until we were living together and engaged. And I got rid of it.
Megan. And
that's
a
long-term plan.
Yeah, I think I speak for everybody in this room. What was wrong with the shirt?
It was just so embarrassing. It was just covered in breasts. But I waited until
Which is something that we all wish for.
Right. Sounds like the best shirt ever.
It's probably in a thrift store in Westchester somewhere.
I see.
Yeah, I know where I'm stopping today.
Have a great morning.
Thanks, guys.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
Have you heard about the Hamptons Ho? Have you heard this story?
No.
All right. Well, someone started this story. I'm not sure if it was on Twitter, if it was on Facebook, where the hell it started. right? But some woman out in the Hamptons, you know, right. And you've got wealthy people, big sure. houses, wealthy people way out in
the
Long
Beverly
Island.
Hills of the East Coast.
Right, right. This one kid, he's like a junior in, I'm not sure if it was college or high school, just says he's a junior. Right? And someone comes in, he was staying with some people or it was staying with his family, and they come in his room to clean it up, and they find cash in the room.
Okay. Oh, I did see this.
$100,000 in cash yeah. in the room.
Yikes.
All right. Ends up that the way the story goes is he was at a diner and this nice cougar, right, decided to pay for his meal and then asked him that if he, you know, would he be willing to do some chores for her at the house? Uh-huh. And, he started doing chores for lots of women.
Wow. Right. You know? Wow.
Right. So I don't know if it's real or not. I don't know if the story is real in any way, shape, or form. But I guarantee you, if Tiger King became a documentary series, this kid's getting at least a movie.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.